you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 123, How to Maintain Your Motivation. So this past weekend, I was in a local seaside town here getting oysters with a friend, and afterwards we stopped into a new kombucha brewing shop. We sampled the different flavors and got into this amazing conversation with what I will call a youngster. Elise is 28 years old and is an advocate for the Maine Youth Coalition. You know, I inquired about what she does, and then I was just blown away with this young person. Felt so inspired by this person who is 22 years younger. And what I gathered out of our conversation was that although she inspired me, it was my own motivation and outside force that makes me want to do even more of what, you know, do more of what I love. And that by being motivated to become the best coach that I can help more people along their healing journey. So she was completely inspiring. What a just beautiful young person. But yet I wasn't motivated for her cause. Being inspired and seeing someone take action and motivated in their own actions really reminded me and made me take stock of, you know, how am I motivating myself on the day? And motivation takes a lot. It could be kind of tricky. And, you know, motivation and inspiration are terms that are often used interchangeably, yet they actually mean different things. So for instance, consider how often you've interacted with inspirational content that actually moved you to do something about it. Probably not, right? I find this reflected in the content that I create for my social media platforms all the time. The inspirational content gets the feel-good responses, and the motivational content that requires someone to take action gets pushback and resistance and has a lot more of the easier said than done responses. Now, this isn't to suggest that you should stop looking for inspiration. No, it's a call to learn what separates motivation and inspiration, and most crucially, understand how embracing one and foregoing the other can help you take really meaningful action in your life. So what does motivation actually mean? Motivation is the stimulation of any emotion or desire operating upon one's will and promoting or driving it to action. It often involves an outside force and tends to be short-term. Whereas inspiration is the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. And that comes from within and tends to be long-term. So when it comes to getting things accomplished, motivation can be really hard to come by. Yet motivation is exactly what is needed. A small amount of motivation is required to do small, simple things like brushing your teeth. Bigger tasks require more motivation to complete. But how do you manufacture motivation when you have none? Well, when you learn, kind of force yourself to motivate, you will accomplish more. Here are some ways that you can actually motivate yourself. One of them is to use pain as motivation. Yep, I said that. Use pain as motivation. And when I say pain, I mean looking at something like if you fail to complete a particular task, what damage will be done? It might just be that it's an inconvenience of having even more to do the following day. Or it could be the prospect of someone dropping by your house unannounced and they see the mess that you haven't gotten to in weeks. That would cause you pain because you'd feel, oh, shoot, now what are they going to think of me? Using pain to motivate you is coming up with several good reasons why failing to take action would be painful to you. Now, on the opposite, you can use pleasure to motivate you. Think about it this way. You know, saving $25 this week might not be too exciting to you, but the vacation you'll be taking next year, oh, that sounds pretty darn great. So remind yourself of all the benefits you'll receive by saving this $25 this week, next week, the week after that. And man, when a year comes by, look at all the money you've got for this vacation that you're planning. So make a long list that will help to keep the fire burning inside to successfully deal with those unpleasant or boring tasks. Visualize the future you expect to enjoy from getting your tasks completed. Rehearse your successes in your mind. Create an image that motivates you to take the next step and enthusiastically. You know, another way to motivate yourself is to set short-term goals. It's hard to stay motivated for more than 8 to 10 weeks. So if you have a goal that will require, like, let's say a year to accomplish, you'll run out of steam before you're successful. So you have to break down your goals that take an extended amount of time and put them into smaller tasks and smaller goals that can be accomplished within a couple of months, right? Like that big goal, what are the smaller goals that you can focus on? Like, I need to get this done this month and then the next month so that it doesn't become an overwhelming task and then you become unmotivated to do it. How else can you motivate yourself? Make the task more enjoyable. All right, let's just use this. Raking the leaves might sound like a really dreadful way to spend the afternoon. But what if you then really got into the groove of your favorite album on your iPod or your phone while you raked? You could also invite a few friends over for barbecue and ask them to bring a rake. That's a lot more fun and you get it done faster. So ask yourself, how can I make this task as enjoyable as possible? And then listen to the answers you receive. Ask yourself, like, get in there. How can I make this task as enjoyable as possible? Listen to the answers you receive and do it. Another way to motivate yourself is give yourself a reward. You wouldn't go to work each day if you didn't get paid, right? That's called volunteering. The reward you receive is enough to keep you going back each day. Apply the same idea to keep your motivation high enough to get things done. Think of a few things that you truly enjoy and use them as motivation. Like just feeling proud and pleased with your progress can be a form of a reward. Those that struggle with motivation are often too hard on themselves. So be happy with your progress and you can expect to enjoy more progress in the future. Another way to motivate yourself, take a really big breath, right? Let's just do it right now. Fewer things will drain your motivation faster than an overstimulated mind. So stay clear on what you're trying to accomplish and focus on the most direct path to get there. Deal with one task before moving on to the other, because if you don't, you're going to put yourself in an anxiety spiral and then overwhelm and then don't get anything done. So keep your brain focused on your current task. Meditation is an effective tool for learning to focus more effectively. What else to motivate you? Include another person. Going to the gym each day can be challenging, but if you know that your workout partner is waiting there for you, it's really a lot more difficult to bail or to stay home and not go. So the presence of others can increase your level of commitment. Just reach out to a friend. Ask them to be your commitment buddy, your motivation buddy. Without motivation, then willpower is your only solution. Willpower is much more difficult to sustain than motivation. Learning to control your motivation is part of learning to control yourself. There's little that can't be accomplished once you learn how to successfully manage your level of motivation. Even the most challenging tasks become manageable. So if you're needing extra help in the motivation department to work through what's holding you back, you can sign up for a Heal Your Story Strategy session. The links are in the show notes. Sending you lots of love and hoping you find your inner motivation. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.